6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two, Wednesday, December the 11th, 2024. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Well, kind of interesting. While there was a debate going on down in Lansing, things got a little heated. Bit of a conversation happening. And the chair of the Senate Education Committee, Dana Polhanke, Democrat from Livonia, while discussing bills requiring schools to give notice to parents and guardians on firearm storage statutes, basically telling parents how they have to store their firearms. Well, who was the person that got into the heated exchange with the chair? Our very own Senator John DeMoose from Harbor Springs. He got gaveled down while trying to talk. The chair, Polhanke, started pounding the gavel, basically cutting off DeMoose and what he was trying to talk about. The Senate panel hearing testimony came from Ted and Nancy Verner, the Clausen parents of Alexandria Verner, one of the three students killed on Michigan State University's campus back in February of 2023. The husband, Ted Verner, is a Clausen Public School board member. And he described House Bills 5450 and House Bill 5451 as no-brainer common sense policies. The father, I appreciate what you guys are saying, that you get so much information. But as a parent that was directly affected by guns, I'm going to deliver it directly to you. He explained that he was a Republican right-leaning father to his left-leaning daughter. What does politics have to do with this? Well, it's in the story. While instructions on needing to safely store a firearm and how to do it properly might seem like common sense and very simple, the father, Ted, said some people aren't thinking about it. Well, Senator DeMoose interrupted the testimony and said he couldn't even imagine how the two parents had the strength to get through this most awful thing in the world. Then he started to add, I just want to say that you do need to recognize a little bit that we have to be slow and deliberate on our policies. I mean, this is the first time any of us are seeing this. Well, Polhanke immediately started pounding the gavel, claiming if he needed advance notice of a flyer being sent home by children, I would ask, what is wrong with you? You have parents here crying because their daughter was killed at school. And they're asking you to put aside partisanship. Put your partisanship in your pocket, Senator. You may not speak anymore. And she turned off John DeMuse's microphone. Well, Paul Hanke, the chair, apologized for DeMuse's comments while looking at the couple and said, we would pass House Bill 5451 and House Bill 5450 today out of respect to your daughter. The legislation passed out of the committee without DeMuse or Senator Ruth Johnson voting on it. They abstained. Why would you abstain, John? If you're not given time to even deliberate and talk about these policies that are components of the bills, why would you abstain? Why wouldn't you just vote no? Well, that's because he might agree with some of the things that are in there, but he just wanted to talk about it. He basically said this was the first time any of us are seeing these bills. Why? Because it's a lame duck session that Democrats are losing their majority control in January, next month, a couple of weeks away. And these bills will never see the light of day with a Republican-led majority in the state House of Representatives, where they'd have no chance of passing with a 58 Republican to 52 Democrat majority. So they're ramming this stuff through, and this is the first time DeMuse even had an opportunity to look at the bills while in committee. It's a very valid objection. Folks, I sympathize with this most awful thing in the world that happened to you. I just want to say that you do need to recognize a little bit that we have to be slow and deliberate on these policies. I mean, this is the first time any of us are seeing these bills. She gaveled him down. Started pounding the gavel and turned off his microphone and told him, you may not speak anymore. John, did you see what happened to you in that committee? Other Republicans, are you reading the story? Are you hearing what happened to Senator John DeMuse in a Senate committee hearing? Do you see what you do when you have the gavel? Do you see what you do when you have the power? Do you see how you treat the other side? There is no colleague respect, colleague courtesy, being willing to offer a Republican a common courtesy to even talk during a committee hearing. Well, what do the bills basically do? They require that the state's health department develop informational notices on firearm storage standards by June of this coming year, 2025, this next summer, providing them to be distributed to parents and guardians across school districts, charter schools, and non-public schools. Basically, telling them, reminding them, because they have kids in school, some type of school, this is how you have to store your firearms. Nicholas Bugia, a lobbyist for the National Rifle Association of America, said the bills simply target firearms and stigmatize students and parents in law-abiding fire-owning households. Describing the legislation as being combined with a signed $1 million dollar appropriation spending to support it. Also, part of the bills require youths to report unsecured firearms in their household. Basically, be snitches on their parents. One can only assume we are asking children to tattle on the adults in their lives who may or may not be storing a firearm safely. Okay, I have a very simple question for you guys. Are any of you parents, are any of you people who had to raise children, especially teenagers? When they act out, they do something wrong, and you're going to ground them. You're going to punish them for their actions, to teach them a lesson, to teach them what they did was wrong, teach them the right way to do things, how to think. You don't think a grounded child might have a little bit of a vendetta against the parents and might go to school and tattle on them? My dad has a loaded gun in his bedroom. It's not being stored safely. Is that a possibility? Absolutely it is. Meanwhile, the little communist Stephanie Chang from Detroit, Senator, said her husband is a responsible gun owner who safely stores his firearms. But she added that with a lot of bills being passed in Lansing, some residents aren't always following what changes we are making here. We don't send out notices about every single bill we pass out. That would be a lot of paper, a lot of ink. But I don't think that when it comes to protecting our children, ensuring that our parents have knowledge, it's not too important enough, Chang said, explaining some parents may not even know that now there is punishments in Michigan for residents who improperly store their firearms, especially with children in the home. This comes the day after the news story that a 6-year-old got a hold of a 12-gauge shotgun that was loaded and the safety was off. Pointed it at another child, pulled the trigger, and killed him. Now those parents, grandparents, whoever they were, are now facing criminal charges for violating our state's safe storage firearm laws. First time they saw the bills, the moose tried to talk to the parents and was gaveled down by the chair. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Couple of text messages. Scott, listening down in Lansing. Dems fight NRA gun safety classes being taught in school, but support exposing kids to firearms and safe storage laws with no training on actual firearms. Scott, I absolutely agree with you 100%. Number one, and I hope and pray that this message is starting to sink in to Democrats. With the election of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, the most pro-Second Amendment president probably in our history, if not definitely within the last 100 years, Donald Trump is 100% firearms, Second Amendment rights. And at the federal level, is going to protect that. Guns are going nowhere, people. If we have any liberals listening right now, I know your head's going to explode right now on this statement. You lost. Guns are going nowhere. You're not going to ban anything. You're not going to ban semi-automatics. You're not going to ban ammunition or tax it to death. You're not going to do any of that. As a matter of fact, it's my effort and the effort of many groups, organizations, political and otherwise, to expose firearms to children. This coming August 23rd, the fourth Saturday in August in Central Lake, the Antrim County Republican Party is taking over our Fun Shoot Pig Roast. I'm going to be a part of it because I basically, for all practical purposes, have shut down Antrim County Conservative Union's operation of that event. I want to help raise money for the Republican Party, so I'm working in concert with them. We are going to make this all about the kids. If you have any kids, you have any grandkids, plan and already budget for the fourth Saturday in August this coming 2025. What we are going to do is we're going to have firearm training specifically for the children. Parents, grandparents will be responsible for going to the gun range in hearing the instruction that they get from Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker, Tom Curtis. We are all going to be on the front lines working with these kids. Mark your calendars right now, Saturday, August 23rd. the fourth Saturday in August, Central Lake, Michigan, from noon to 4 p.m. It's this type of activity that we all must do across the state. Scott, you're down there in Lansing. You need to talk to people. Officer Rick, down in Livingston County. This is something that can be done this non-election year as a effort to get firearm instruction to the young people. They need to understand that a loaded firearm with the safety off can sit in a closet, can be stowed on a night table in a home, and it will never, ever go off by itself. That loaded gun can sit there for 100 years and it's never going to fire. It's not going to fire until a human being picks it up and pulls the trigger. Democrats are afraid of a loaded gun. I don't even care if the safety's on or off. It doesn't matter. If it's loaded, they're scared to death. And they've passed laws in this state, folks, that if it's not unloaded and some type of lock put on it, either a trigger lock or a chamber lock, and stowed safely away from the ammunition, you are violating the laws in the state of Michigan, especially if you have children or potential for children to be in your home. Like your kids or grandkids come to visit, you got to go around, empty out all your firearms, put locks on them, and store them safely away from the ammunition, or you potentially could be going to jail, plus a fine. Now, they want flyers, and they've tagged $1 million spending to print up these flyers to make sure that they take them home and share this information with their parents to make sure that they're aware of storing firearms safely in the state of Michigan. Of course, even the Democrats, Chang says, we don't need to do this on every single bill, but these bills are important enough because now there's punishments in Michigan for residents who do not store their firearms safely, especially with children in the household. How about we educate the kids about guns? Why don't we show them on the gun range what a 12-gauge shotgun does to a paper target from 25 feet? I don't care, buckshot, throw a pheasant load in it, rabbit load, whatever you want. Show a young kid what that shotgun does to a paper target. Now imagine, young man, young lady, instead of a paper target, that's a human being. It'll make them aware of what happens when you pull the trigger. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
SecondarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a